Modern society really values a return on investment on anything that you actually do. And I think one of the troubles that we face with education is that there should always be a return on investment with an educational endeavor. And I am all for that. I think about the rational choice model of this, right, where you calculate the benefits and you subtract the costs and you see if there's some sort of profits that's left over, or you kind of think about, is this thing actually worth it? And I think far too often, particularly with education, is that we want a return that far outweighs the cost of actually doing this particular thing. Now, the trouble is with education is that we don't know what the benefits actually are until it's far too late into the future. In fact, many times that there's probably no benefits of doing education. It's not clear, and it's a big, messy thing. And so we think automatically that getting an education, particularly for things that are not standardized, right? So we know what the returns are for becoming a nurse. We know what the returns are for getting your MBA. Those things are fairly clear. But there's many things that we just don't know what the returns actually are. Is there a return on getting a degree in anthropology? For some, yes. On average, no, right? Like on average, it's a pretty not great career choice, and I apologize for anybody that's doing anthropology, but you understand where I'm coming from. But some people do benefit from this, right? That there is a clear positive benefit financially. And I'm talking about very financially, very rational minded, right? So there might be somebody that takes an anthropology degree and becomes the next Sarah Blakely and creates Spanx, for example, or becomes a billionaire because of the education that they actually get. And so it's very challenging to know what the returns are of particular activities. So we end up defaulting to the things that are fairly standardized, and we know what those things are. We know it's the sort of professionalization of education is well known because we know what the returns actually are. They're clear on those particular things, the things that have sort of short-term wins. So where am I going with this? Why am I actually talking about this? The key thing is to remember with education is that it's unclear what the returns are, right? And if there promises to be a return, financial return, it might come at a cost. It's something that is novelty or that is interesting to you. That you're not necessarily, you might not necessarily get. Right. And so how do you reconcile these particular things? You look for ways that you can benefit in other ways, right? You don't let the education sort of dictate. That's me. This is how I define myself. I'm a nurse after that. You use it as a way that you can leverage and turn it into something that's interesting and know that it's one little kind of tiny step, right? It's not the end all and be all. And I think that's where the trouble happens. And we get kind of confused as we think that it's a ticket. It's this kind of like solid thing in our minds, what this thing is, right? And it's like a square box. We know what a square box looks like. We don't know how to work with that square box to turn it into something really beautiful that we would never think about. Right, that wouldn't necessarily, or turn it into sort of whittle away to turn it into, not a square box, but turn it into something that is a cube, or I guess that's what a square box is, but something that is much more beautiful than just a plain old square box, right? And I think if we have that belief, if we know that it's just a small stepping stone. And we don't necessarily need to have a return on something. And it's one of many things that we're going to encounter. I think it's wise to not necessarily be rational all the time. But, there's constraints, right? Like here's the thing that you have to think about is you have to First of all, be well aware of the costs of what you're doing and understand that there are costs and benefits before you actually go and make that leap of faith, because it might not necessarily be worth it, right? There's many degrees, there's many things that you can take that are just fantastically wonderful, right? But if you were to tell me, then I'm gonna have to pay, give me an example, right? I want to become a florist, or I want to learn how to make floral bouquets, but you tell me it's going to cost $10,000 to learn this particular skill. That's beautiful, and I love that. And I love the fact that people do that kind of stuff. I think it's wonderful, but it has to be within. So if I look at this and I say, hey, it's going to be a negative loss of $100,000 versus, something else, I should probably really deeply think about that. Now, if I know that getting those flowers or becoming a flower bouquet is going to allow me to become flowers.com, that's a perfectly rational, beautiful choice, right? And that makes a lot of financial sense to do that, but we just don't know whether that's actually the case. And so we have to think, hey, is this worth it? If so, if you really have that deep desire, yes, but then figure out how do you leverage this, right? You do not become flowers.com by or 1-800 flowers by simply saying, I'm just going to get a degree and that's the end of it. No, it's grinding work. And that's where I think about people that sort of know when they actively make this choice, right? They're going to create a business, a small business. They soon discover it's grinding work. It's getting up every day. It's often on weekends. It's often on Christmases and all these kind of things. But especially during the Thanksgiving break and all that stuff. Good Black Friday and all of that kind of stuff. Especially those moments. That's where you work. That's when things actually are hopping. And so it's often you're working a lot. And it's nonstop. And yes, that's where you think, hey, getting that floral degree, was completely worth it if I am going to dedicate 40 years of my life to grinding work to turn this into flowers.com or whatever the thing that you're going to turn it into. All of that is completely worth it. It makes complete rational sense. And so I just want you to be well aware of that as you're making these decisions, is both this rational component, do that financial calculation. But then on the other side, think about, hey, that there's lots of things that we can't put our finger on that's a financial calculation. Beauty is something that is just hard to value, and yet it's an important part of our life. Having things that are beautiful, however, and I don't even know what beauty is, right? I see some things and I'm like, that's not beautiful, but other people say, hey, that's damn beautiful, and they're willing to pay a lot of money for it. So I just want everybody to be thoughtful when they make these choices. And education's one small choice of our lives where there's many things like this where we have to stop and think, make that direct financial calculation, know what the cost is, and say, hey, is this worth it? And if it's worth it, if it adds passion and all of that kind of stuff, and you can justify it in a really rational sense, like this is something I'm going to spend the rest of my life on, then by all means do it. That is an important part of what you're going to do in your life. And sometimes it takes a great deal of leap of faith, or it takes a great leap of faith to do things, and you really don't know. But if it is, I think it makes sense. All right, take care and have a wonderful day.